ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 विद्यते हृदया ग्रंथिश
विद्यते हृदया ग्रंथिश
छिद्यन्ते सर्वसंशयाः
छिद्यन्ते सर्वसंशयाः
क्षीयन्ते चास्य कर्माणि
क्षीयन्ते चास्य कर्माणि
दृष्ट एवात्मनीश्वरे
दृष्ट एवात्मनीश्वरे
विद्यते हृदया ग्रंथिश
विद्यते हृदया ग्रंथिः
चित्यन्ते सर्वसंशयाः
विद्यन्ते सर्वसंशयाः
क्षीयन्ते चास्य कर्माणि
क्षीयन्ते चास्य कर्माणि
दृष्ट एवात्मनीश्वरे
दृष्ट एवात्मनीश्वरे
विद्यते
विद्यते
पियर्स्ड
पियर्स्ड
विद्यते
विद्यते
Excuse me. Hridaya.
Hridaya.
Heart.
Heart.
Grantihi.
Grantihi.
Knots.
Knots.
Chidyante.
Chidyante.
Cut to pieces.
Cut to pieces.
Sarva.
Sarva.
All.
All.
Sangshayaha.
Sangshayaha.
Misgivings.
Misgivings.
Kshiyate.
Kshiyate.
Terminated.
Terminated.
Cha.
Cha.
And. Asya,
Asya,
his,
his.
Karmani,
Karmani,
chain of fruit of actions,
chain of fruit of actions,
Drishte,
Drishte,
having seen,
having seen,
Eva,
Eva,
certainly,
certainly,
Atmani,
Atmani,
unto the self,
unto the self,
Ishwara,
Ishwara,
dominating,
dominating.
Translation, thus the knot of the heart is pierced, and all misgivings are cut to pieces. The chain of fruitive reactions is terminated when one sees the self as master. Report by Srila Prabhupada. Attaining scientific knowledge of the personality of Godhead means seeing oneself simultaneously. This phrase, attaining scientific knowledge of the personality of Godhead, that's from the previous verse. Bhagavat tattva vigyanam mukta sangasya jayate. So these are definitely in sequence. So following from yesterday's Rajotamas, no, evam prasanna manaso Bhagavad Bhakti Yoga Taha, Bhagavad Tattva Vigyanam, thus established in the mode of unalloyed goodness, the man whose mind has been enlivened by contact with devotional service to the Lord gains positive scientific knowledge of the personality of Godhead. In a stage of liberation from all material association, so attaining scientific knowledge of the personality of God, it means seeing one's own self simultaneously. As far as the identity of the living being as spirit self is concerned, there are a number of speculations and misgivings. Misgivings, Prabhupada is using that samshaya, which is normally doubt, but misgivings, speculations and misgivings. The materialist does not believe in the existence of the spirit self, and the empiric philosophers believe in the impersonal feature of the spirit whole without individuality of the living beings. But the transcendentalists affirm that the spirit soul and the Supreme Soul are two different identities qualitatively one but quantitatively different. There are many other theories, but all these different speculations are at once cleared off as soon as Sri Krishna is realized in truth by the process of bhakti yoga. Bhagavat Tattva Vijnanam Mukta Sankasya Jayate. Sri Krishna is like the sun, and the materialistic speculations about the absolute truth are like the darkest midnight. As soon as the Krishna sun is arisen within one's heart, the darkness of materialistic speculations about the absolute truth and the living beings is at once cleared off. In the presence of the sun, the darkness cannot stand, and the relative truths that were hidden within the dense darkness of ignorance become clearly manifested by the mercy of Krishna, who is residing in everyone's heart as the Supersoul. That's very nice. He's now going to parallel what he's just explained with what Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita in the 10th chapter, Jnana Deepena Bhasvata, the same metaphor, light illuminating the place of darkness. And when the light is seen, the message is, when you see the light, you see all the details of what's there. Yesterday, Bhakti Mark Swami was describing the day before Rath Yatra, the Guru Kulis did this drama performance publicly in Mammoth Caves National, whatever it is, park or forest in Kentucky. I imagine that was quite a scene. All the whatever those people are, Midwestern hillbillies or something, going to see Mammoth Cave. He said they took the tour, and it was a really fantastic scene. One of the many features of beauty of nature, just like your trip to Yosemite. So there are these big caverns, and you go in these big caverns, and this just all this rock formations, and it just looks like you're going into eternity or something. And they have everything illumined, but one of the things that they do when they take you into this cavern is they say they're going to do it so nobody panics. They turn the lights out. And it's darkness. There's total darkness. And I don't know what all they do while the total darkness is going on. Maybe some eerie music. And then the lights come on, and then you can see everything. So when the light comes on, they gave a little detour. They recently discovered a body, that they've been carbon dating, and it's 2,900 years old, and it's somebody was in taking some of the whatever the minerals are that are from that cave for some specific process that people did at the time. And when he was in there, some big rock fell on him and crushed his, he died. But because of the nitrogen or whatever it is that's in the air, the body was preserved so much that, you know, the clothing is still intact, and must have been pretty good clothing, 2,900 year old clothing, and the bones and the skeletal structure. Anyway, that's a detail. You can see details when you can see the light, and that's That's the overall message here. From Bhagavad Tattva, you get knowledge of the self, and which is the opening statement in the purport. Attaining scientific knowledge of the personality of Godhead means seeing one's own self simultaneously. To see the absolute truth properly, you can see the relative truths properly. And they happen simultaneously. Another very similar example Prabhupada gave is when the sun rises in the morning, you can see the sun and see yourself at the same time. So, real self, real Bhagavad Tattva means having, it follows naturally a proper conception of the self. So he's addressing in the purport two categories of misconceptions and saying there's many more, and there's many more. One is the soul doesn't exist. Another is there is no individual soul. All there is the Supreme. But this statement in Bhagavad Gita, one of the most, if not the most, one of the most quoted verses, or the verses that Prabhupada spoke on, was from the 13th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Kshetragya chapi mam vidhi sarva kshetreshu bharata. In that verse, Krishna is indicating there's a second knower within all bodies, and the second knower is in the body is the field of activities. The knower of the body is the knower of the field of activities. Kshetra and Kshetragya. And then Krishna says, and there's another knower, that one who knows all fields of activities. Prabhupada says in that one word, cha, Krishna has defeated Mayavad philosophy. And resoundingly spoke about it. So, this speculation, and then there's the misgivings or samshaya, the speculation due to poor fund of knowledge is there is no individual soul. In the state of emancipation or liberation or salvation or mukti, there's only one mukti. It's where we lose our individuality, and that's individuality, which is only illusion, merges into Brahman, and there's no individuality. There is and there will be no individuality. The so-called individuality, this is the Mayavad philosophy, doesn't exist, and in the liberated state it doesn't exist. So Bhagavad Gita conception or teaching and the Bhagavatam teaching, naturally they coincide. In the second chapter, Krishna indicates, never was there a time when I did not exist, nor you, nor all these kings, nor in the future shall any of us cease to be. Individuality is not corporeal. Individuality is spiritual and eternal. These bodies certainly aren't eternal. Individuality is eternal. Individuality is on the spiritual platform. Now, and then this individuality that we in conditioned consciousness think of, that's illusory. That's not our real identity, and it's not a real individuality, and our differences are not real differences. They're illusory differences. Not real differences in the sense of being eternal and substantial. There's no substance on the realm of matter. It's category. And there's substance on the realm of spirit. So if the individual soul, this is a very logical step. Logical step is we're tiny and we know this field of activity, and there's another knower that knows all fields of activities. So it ought, very quickly it sets up a conclusion that the tiny serves the great, or the part serves the whole. Now that's intellectual. It's very reasonable, and one can follow that course of activity because it's reasonable. And it's scripturally ordained, as Prabhupada explains it. It's based on authority and based on experience. And so we follow accordingly. What this is describing is a state where, just as the Supreme is tattva vijnanam, is practically, scientifically experienced, then one practically, scientifically experiences the individual soul. One sees the soul. Here's drishta. One sees eva atmani ishvare. Eva atmani ishvare. One sees the self as master. Not the modes of nature, not karma, not the mind, not the person next door, or, you know, my employer, or the government, or whatever, but on the spiritual platform. One's constitutional position as being a servant becomes properly placed upon the spiritual realm, and Paramatma is the master. And within this body, the soul is the animating force. It's not anything else. It's not the chance combination of chemicals. Anyway, back to the purport. In Bhagavad Gita 10:11, the Lord says that in order to show special favor to his pure devotees, he personally eradicates the dense darkness of all misgivings by switching on the light of pure knowledge within the heart of a devotee. Therefore, because of the personality Godhead's taking charge of illuminating the heart of his devotee, certainly a devotee engaged in his service in transcendental love cannot remain in darkness. We don't have a choice. We can try to keep our eyes closed. Lights on. He comes to know everything about the absolute and the relative truths. The devotee cannot remain in darkness. Says it again. And because a devotee is enlightened by the personality of Godhead, his knowledge is certainly perfect. This is not the case for those who speculate on the absolute truth by dint of their own limited power of approach. Perfect knowledge is called parampara, or deductive knowledge, coming down from the authority to the submissive oral receiver, who is bona fide by service and surrender. Now what Prabhupada just did is he summarized some statements from the fourth chapter, the Evam Parampara Praptam Imam Rajarsha Yobidu, and he's also summarized 434 Bhagavad Gita, Tadvidi Pranipatena, submissive oral reception, Tadvini Pranipatena, Pariprashnena Sevaya, who is bona fide by service and surrender. When you study Prabhupada's purports very, very minutely, actually every sentence is a rephrase of something from Scripture. Every part of a sentence is a rephrase. Just taking the essence and staying in different eloquent ways, appropriate to the flow. So now he's going to, in the next several sentences, contrast what the submissive pranipat, what submission is, by indicating what it isn't. It's not with a challenging spirit. And he's putting speculation into the under the subcategory of challenging spirit. The challenging spirit is, I will find the sun, I have a little flashlight. Ah, there's the sun. And one doesn't need a little flashlight to see the sun. The sun discloses itself. But in a prideful mood, with little power of speculation I have, I will find the absolute truth. Challenging spirit. Rather than the submissive spirit. The Lord discloses himself. One cannot challenge the authority of the Supreme and know him at the same time. He reserves the right of not being exposed to such a challenging spirit, of an insignificant spark of the whole, a spark subjected to the control of the Lord's illusory energy. Now here's the contrast. The devotees are submissive, and therefore the transcendental knowledge descends from the Supreme Personality of Godhead to Brahma, from Brahma to his sons and disciples in succession. This process is helped by the supersoul within such devotees. That is the perfect way of learning transcendental knowledge. He just explained a very important little item of technology, spiritual technology. This whole section is discussing sound vibration and the proper means of receiving that sound vibration. And the proper means is this descending method. Krishna vibrates, Brahma hears, he vibrates, Narada hears, and in succession the sound vibration passes on in this descending fashion. So then he analyzes the aptitude or the mentality of the receiver. If the receiver is in a challenging mood, then there's no way that they can understand the same sound vibration. And one who's in a submissive mood, they can understand that sound vibration. And how is it that they can understand it? Because from within the heart of that soul with a submissive attitude, the Lord illumines. He imparts realization that the scholar, challenging spirited speculator, doesn't get. So it's the Krishna factor. The super soul is absolutely essential. The other is the challenging spirit. I don't need to be submissive to the super soul. I don't need to be fundamentally respectful of the principle of disciplic succession. Rather, I'm very proud of my prowess, my little light, and I'm going to find the absolute truth. Two different spirits and two different outcomes. So the main force of this particular verse is when that right spirit is there and the descending knowledge is there, spiritual, the previous verses, scientific knowledge or vijnanam, tattva vijnanam, by spiritual contact, one sees the Supreme Lord. And simultaneously with that seeing, one sees oneself. As opposed to the platform that we're on, where we're reasoning with faith. Yes, it makes sense. I accept. I'll follow this path, follow these practices. I'll live my life according to these codes of conduct because my intelligence has become convinced. And basically, my faith says, yes, this is right. But it's not the stage that's being described here. The stage that's being described here is the modes of nature are practically gone. And direct contact with the Lord, experiencing that contact, that relationship. And simultaneously, the soul is completely freed from any misconception, misgiving, any doubt. Krishna is the master, and I'm his eternal part and parcel. In the poetry of the Bhagavatam, the first three words of the first three lines, Bidyante, Chidyante, Kshiyante, Bidyante, pierced the Hridaya Grantis, the knot is pierced. Not of the binding force of fruitive work, the reactionary part of previous material activities. Bidyante, Hridaya Grantis, the knot is cut. Kshiyante, Sarvasangshaya, the knot is pierced, the doubts are cut. Kshiyante means terminated. Chasya karmani, the reactionary works, the force, the impelling force of material nature in the form of karma, is terminated. Drishta evatmani shure, and one can actually see simultaneously the self along with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This chidyante is very much like a prior verse, which we started with 16, and here's the Sanskrit for 15. Yad anudyasina yukta karma granti nabadhanam chidyante kovidas chasya kona kuryat kataratim. With sword in hand, intelligent men cut through the binding knots of reactionary work, karma. By remembering the Personality of Godhead, therefore, who will not pay attention to his message? That's the verse before where we started. Where we started is, it's describing that process of how the intelligent man gets the sword, which is the verse that we're on now. It's not the intelligent man has the sword exactly as much as that there is a sword, but one doesn't have the strength to properly use it or the knowledge of how to properly use it. One can do dangerous things with swords if one doesn't have proper direction. So that proper direction is the super soul. Very specifically, he turns on the light. With the light of transcendental knowledge, he illumines, so much so that the devotee cannot have a misconception, cannot be misguided, cannot have any doubts, because there everything is. Even in a dark place, everything is brilliantly illuminated by the Lord from within the heart. And not just theoretical, but realization, experience, direct experience. Chindanti kovidas tasya. Last paragraph. This enlightenment perfectly enables the devotee to distinguish spirit from matter, because the knot of spirit and matter is untied by the Lord. What is this knot? The knot is called ahamkara, and it falsely obliges a living being to become identified with matter. As soon as this knot is loosened, therefore all the clouds of doubt are once cleared off. One sees his master and fully engages himself in the transcendental loving service of the Lord, making a full termination of the chain of fruitive action. It's just like poetry. It's really nice. Really nice. Immaterial existence, a living being creates his own chain of fruitive work and enjoys the good and bad effects of those actions life after life. But as soon as he engages himself in the loving service of the Lord, he at once becomes free from the chain of karma. His actions no longer create any reaction. So the verse again. Bidyate hridaya grantis chidyante sarva sangshayaha shiyante chasya karmani drishta evatmani shure. Thus the knot in the heart is pierced and all misgivings are cut to pieces. The chain of fruitive action is terminated when one sees the self as master. It's like the Vedic process of medicine. The Western process of medicine is you have a symptom, you try to manipulate the symptom so you don't, you don't have to feel the pain, or you just cover the symptom by chemical, pharmaceutical manipulation. The root problem, there may be an infection, there may be something malfunctioning, you don't touch that, you just, the symptom. What the body does as a reaction to that problem, you cover the reaction to the problem, cover the symptom. And Ayurvedic medicine addresses the problem. And so this verse is also describing there's symptoms, there's doubt, there's misgivings, there's this hard knot in the heart tying one to the hard knot of false ego, tying one to misidentification with matter. And the binding fruitive reactions due to all of those actions through false ego in contact with the mode of passion, ending up in the mode of ignorance and suffering and continuing to do it again and again. Foolishly. Like a donkey, just keep plodding along the path of rebirth and death, old age and disease, and just mindlessly continue. So the root is pulled out. The inappropriate attitude towards the personality of Godhead. And with that, through the assisting features the previous verses described, hearing the message of Bhagavatam in the company of Bhagavatas, then attraction for those messages increases, and then submission to the personality of Godhead and service unto Him. This sequence just very, very natural. It's a very natural process. It's just like studying spiritual medicine. Very natural process. And then the symptoms, they're taken care of. The knot in the heart, the doubts and misgivings, the chain of fruitive reactions, the desire for happiness and joyful spirit, it's all fulfilled. The Lord is experienced, the self is experienced, the natural activity, the healthy condition of serving the Supreme is reestablished. Krishna plays his part. The servitor plays his part. The representative of Krishna plays his part. Very nice. And very poetically expressed too. Okay, so any discussion?
What exactly does it mean when it's said to be the knower of the field? The individual soul is the knower of the field of the body, whereas the Supreme Soul knows all the fields. So, at what level is that? Like, is it the material body and the material mind, or is it the spiritual?
No, the first. The way the Prabhupada presents this, it's very simple. That you know the pains and pleasures of your body and your mind. And another person knows the pains and pleasures of theirs. You don't know theirs like they know theirs. They may tell you, I feel this pain, but you don't feel the pain. You know the pain and the pleasure of the body and mind. In Krishna, there's another who knows all pains and all pleasures of all bodies and all minds. It's a direct experience of that. That's the kshetrajna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Yeah.